Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Well, the goal of Islam is to take over the world. And it always has been. I saw a very interesting thing. Somebody was out there that was talking about how Christianity was all about colonialism and all of that stuff. And somebody said, wait a minute, hold on. If Christianity is about colonialism, how is it that the Ethiopian Bible is the oldest Bible in the world? And they were like, blah, 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 blah. Well, anyway, there you go. But that is the goal of Islam. Take over the world. Who says so? They do.
So Allah gives this religion the dominance that he promised it. أُهْلِكَ فِي طَلَبِهِ, or I die in the process. I die in pursuit of that.
The fact that the war in Israel is just one theater of a world war that is the Islamic Jihad to fight until religion is all for Allah, as the Quran says.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran what means, and fight against them until disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no longer dominant, and until the religion, all of it, is for Allah.
Islam wants one culture, and it's the culture of Islam and nothing else.
And she's right. And we are seeing that more and more. We are seeing that even in our own government. You've got Zohran Mamdani. You got Fateh in Minneapolis. Slowly but surely, they're sneaking into our own government. Well, look over at England. You got Sadiq Khan as the mayor of London. But this is even more surprising. This is even more surprising. In England and Wales, the number one name for the second year in a row was Muhammad. In England and Wales, second year in a row, number one name of is Muhammad. More than 5,720 boys were given the name Muhammad in 2024. That's a rise of 23% over last year, the year before. Noah came in second with Oliver third, just as they did in 2023. For girls, it's still Olivia and Amelia. But this is what's happening. England is allowing all of this Islamic immigration to come in, and it is going to, it is ruining them right now as we speak. But you know the heck of it all? You can't even speak out about it. If I were to say this in England, what I said today, I would have a couple of bobbies at the door getting ready to take me to jail. The citizens over in England and Great Britain can't even speak out against this. They can't even raise questions. What, Tommy Robinson? Tommy Robinson got thrown in jail because he exposed an Islamic groomer gang. They were grooming young girls. And he exposed them. In fact, the girl actually answered the door when the police showed up, and she was half naked in the group of grown men. One of these girls was. Did they take the men to jail? No. Did they take the girl to jail? No. Did they take Tommy Robinson to jail? Yes. And they continually try to throw that guy in jail. This is something you got to be aware of because it is absolutely happening. But this is what happens when liberals get involved in things. Everything goes haywire. Now the liberals are all upset, and I'm telling you, this whole thing about the presidential fitness test, They're going to start. They are right now. It's churning in their heads. How are we going to play this up to be Islamophobic? How are we going to play this up to be racist and sexist and homophobic? They're getting in on that right now. Because their whole idea is, you know, what do they say? Body acceptance. No, never mind the fact that we've got obesity rates going crazy in this country. They want trans. They want morbidly obese models in on these ads. Calvin Klein ads? Look at the way those have changed over the past couple of years. Now you've got hairy, obese men masquerading as women on their ads. So American Eagle comes up with an ad, and it's got Sydney Sweeney in it. And this has got the folks on the left going crazy because Sydney Sweeney is an attractive young lady, no visible tattoos, no piercings, no strange hair color. She's fit. She goes to the gym. And all these people are losing their minds. But this one woman out there, she's got the answer. She knows exactly how she's going to fight back. I want you to listen to what she says. This ought to show everybody.
If anyone from American Eagle who was involved in the creation of Sydney Sweeney's most recent advertisement booked into my Pilates class, I would give them the hardest exercise class that I was capable of doing on the lightest possible spring load with zero breath cues. And I would make it the toughest exercise class that they'd ever experienced in their lives.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, let me say this. Ma'am, just at first glance, looking at you, I never would have taken you for a Pilates instructor. I'm sorry. In my opinion, a good Pilates instructor probably ought to just have one chin. That's all I'm saying. You seem to have an extra one there. And if you were threatening these people with the hardest exercise class that they have ever seen, I don't think they got a whole lot to worry about. I really don't. But boy, the lightest spring load and no breath cues? Well, I'm surprised the folks at American Eagle haven't taken that ad down right now. Oh my gosh, they are absolutely Looney Tunes. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And welcome back to the program. Let's go to the WORD talk line. We'll talk to Doug in Greenville. Doug, welcome.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, sir. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm 83, and I kind of like the little girl putting on jeans. but there is another commercial.
Yeah.
It's a deodorant commercial where people are spraying deodorant at different places, and there's this black guy, that's got his waistband pulled out and down some.
Yeah.
And he's spraying down. And I don't know what, well, I do know what's down there too, but he's showing too much of it. And that really offended me. My wife said, did we just see that? And I said, yeah, we did.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing what they are and aren't offended by, isn't it?
It sure is, Charlie. But thank you so much for what you did. We love you.
I appreciate it, Doug. Thank you so much. You tell your wife I said hello as well. Again, WRD Talk Line 800-905-0989. Kamala Harris has announced that she is not running for governor of California. And just as a huge coinkydink, she's come out with a book, ladies and gentlemen. We'll let her tell you all about it.
Just over a year ago, I launched my campaign for President of the United States. 107 days traveling the country, fighting for our future. The shortest presidential campaign in modern history.
Thankfully.
It was intense, high stakes, and deeply personal for me and for so many of you.
Not enough.
Since leaving office, I've spent a lot of time reflecting on those days.
Drinking.
Talking with my team, my family, my friends. And pulling
therapy,
my thoughts together.
And my hair
in
out.
Essence, writing a journal that is this book, 107 Days. With candor and reflection, I've written a behind-the-scenes account of that journey. I believe there's value in sharing what I saw, what I learned, and what I know it will take to move forward. In writing this book, one truth kept coming back to me. Sometimes the fight takes a while. But I remain full of hope, and I remain clear-eyed.
Uh-huh.
I will never stop fighting to make our country reflect the very best of its ideals, always on behalf of the people. So thank you for being in this fight with me. I am forever grateful, and I cannot wait for you to read this, and I'll see you out there.
Yeah, okay. You want to know what's really going on there? You want to know what's really happening there? So here was the deal. The folks at the DNC, the folks over there with in California and Gavin Newsom, they all got together and they said, listen, we don't want you to run for governor. And Kamala Harris says, but I want to run for governor. They said, no, we will make it worth your while. Here's all you got to do, Kamala. All you got to do is write a book. Or get someone to write it for you. And we promise you, you will have unbelievable book sales. Do you think the American public is really going to buy my book? No, we don't. We don't think the American people are going to buy your book, Kamala. We're going to buy your book. The Democrat Party, the donors, they're all going to get together and they're going to buy your book. Buy the truckload, and we're going to give that money to you. You see, we can't just give you the money to go away, Kamala, but we can make it worth your while by laundering money to you from a book deal. Books and artwork, as we saw with Hunter Biden, they're the easiest way to launder money. Do you really think anybody out there went out and read all of Bernie Sanders' books? No. Do you think that many people went out there and read Obama's book? No. They did not. It's just a money laundering organization, and it's so easy to do. I will guarantee you there will literally be truckloads of that book, 107 Days, that are going to be taken off the big 18-wheelers, oh, they'll throw a couple in Barnes & Noble here and there. But most of them are going to go into the shredder. Because this book was never really designed to be read by anybody. Just like we saw with Hunter Biden's artwork, where people were paying more for Hunter Biden's artwork than they were for a Warhol? Really? When all the guy did was dip a straw that he wasn't using for cocaine into some paint and blow it around the canvas, that's art. That's art. Nope, that was a huge money laundering organization. So this is Kamala's payday. This is how they make Kamala rich. It's sort of a thank you slash now go away sort of a thing. But it's a bunch of BS. It really is an absolute joke. What they're able to get away with. But you can do it. And a lot of people do it. It happens all the time. Absolutely. So go get out there and buy me that book. Let's see. Charlie, I'll drink to that clip with Kamala, right? Right? Charlie, we can take a look at this book. There's no word salad in it. We know she did. If there's no word salad in it, we know she didn't write it. Isn't that the truth? The woman couldn't even talk. Hey, Charlie, if I thought for 1 minute it would be in her own words, I would read it just for the laugh, right? Because we know the woman, like I said, the woman can't put two sentences together and make a coherent thought. But at least we know now that the people of California will no longer be unburdened by what was, however she put that ridiculous line that she always used. So, yeah, nothing more than a big payback by the Democrat Party for Kamala Harris. Thank you very much. I think it was probably more so for her support of Joe Biden. You know what I actually think it was? Wait, hold on. Let's dig into this for just a second. This was their payback for her silence. This was payback for her shutting her mouth about Joe Biden's cognitive and physical decline, even after she got out of office. Charlie, I'll buy you a copy for your birthday. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Charlie, that will never actually be printed. There'll be an entry on a spreadsheet somewhere, and a check will be cut. Exactly. But this is for them to say thank you for not exposing Joe Biden when you had the chance. And now that you've left office, yep, that's what's going on. I'm telling you, 100%. Don't even question that. That is happening. All right, WRD Talk Line 800-905-0989, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, is also the same number. Coming up in just about an hour from now, we have got the Spartanburg Sheriff's Debate, and that is hosted by Tara Servatius and Joey Hudson, and it is going to be carried over on 98.9WORD.com. So if you want to watch that debate, we are going to be live streaming that over at 98.9WORD.com. Let's go to Tim, speaking of Spartanburg, and talk about the book deal. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, Charlie. My brother-in-law used to work at a mega church,
mm-hmm.
and he explained to me, and I did not know this, but you're absolutely right on the deal there. Every time you see a New York Times best-selling author, what happens is you go out, create a book deal. You get organizations that cannot directly pay you
yep.
to buy every single copy. You do pre-sales so that you go out and buy them before they happen. That puts you into the number one New York Times bestseller list, and now you have laundered that money. And yes, the book company makes some profit off of it, but the profit the person makes is in the millions.
Oh, yeah.
under the table, because now you have a legal product that went across. It is so corrupt. And he said, anytime you see that, they're selling the book in the lobby, and they are a mega church. It's happening. You just don't realize it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is, it's like I said, Tim, it's the easiest way to launder money out there. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolinas.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, talking about Kamala Harris's book, this is rich. This is really good. Kamala Harris is actually going to do her first interview since the 2024 election, not with 60 Minutes, not with any of the networks, well, technically, but she is going on Stephen Colbert's show to do the first interview she'd had. And, of course, she's going to be pushing this ridiculous book that she's got out there, anything to make it look legitimate. To me, you've got a canceled politician going on the show of a canceled late-night talk show host. I just think that's absolutely, I mean, it's just, you know, perfect. It's just absolute perfection. That these two people, that the American people have rejected soundly, are now going to get together and have a little sit-down chitty-chat. Love that. Love it. So appropriate. It really is. So, WRD Talk Line, 800-905-0989. That's also the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. We'd love to hear from you this afternoon. Lots of people sending me messages. Charlie, do I just listen live on the website at 6:45? It's actually at 6:30. You can go to, yes, that's exactly the way to do it. Go to 989WORD.com. We're going to be streaming the Sheriff's County, the Spartanburg County Sheriff's debate coming up at right around 6:30. So you guys go to 989WORD.com for that. So, Charlie, that was not Kamala speaking. She's never been able to put that many words together and made sense. I will promise you it was heavily edited, right? Right? Charlie, in 1783, the treaty between Catherine the Great and the Knights Hospitaller that had an agreement to lease Crimea to Europe under a 400-year term. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Not sure what that's in reference to, but thank you very much. Charlie, you can also sell digital versions of the book, so no printing cost and more profit to pass through, plus getting on the bestseller list creates more sales. Exactly right. But this thing, I predict, this thing is going to go straight to the New York Times bestseller list. Because number one, the New York Times is going to make sure that it does. They want to give this woman some sort of credibility. I mean, if you can't trust the New York Times news department, can you really trust the New York Times book department as well? No, you can't. No, you can't. So, again, I don't think anybody is going to be buying this book. Charlie, I need to stock up on box wine just for Kamala. You're right about that. You're absolutely right. Boy, I tell you what. She is something there. Well, especially in light of all the stuff that we have seen that has come out of the Democrat Party and just how corrupt. Because remember, they kept telling us that Barack Obama, his administration was absolutely scandal-free and no scandal in the Barack Hussein Obama administration. And now we're finding out that actually that's not the truth. There was a lot of scandal. Declassified annex. Have you heard about that? This is the Durham annex. This is where they had all of the evidence that Durham used for his report. All right. Which, by the way, this report said that there was no collusion. Again, the declassified annex is expected to show not only that the Clinton campaign had a plan to generate the Russian hoax, but that the FBI and the intelligence community were willing participants in it. This is from Just the News. Americans are about to get another jolt from the declassified Russiagate evidence, this time showing the Obama administration had intelligence as far back as summer of 2016 that Hillary Clinton approved an operation to manufacture a fake Russian scandal to harm Donald Trump, and the FBI would fully participate in the plan. The Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, who has spent years fighting to declassify the intelligence gathering from a foreign enemy and delivered to Obama, is set to release the bombshell information, and he did today, in the form of a declassified copy. A source says that the new evidence shows that the FBI officials knew of a Clinton campaign plan to create a fake narrative that Donald Trump was conspiring with Russia to hijack the election and to distract from the classified email scandal that was hurting her campaign during the 2016 election. In fact, there's evidence that needs to be fully vetted that foreign enemies believe that the FBI would fully participate in the plan. Now, remember, the narrative is that Donald Trump was actually working as a foreign agent and that Russia tampered with the election and that Russia came in and did all the hacking. The source description closely matches comments that CIA Director John Ratcliffe made over the weekend about the document he helped declassify that showed the foreign enemies intercepted intelligence on the Clinton campaign. Her campaign asserted that the FBI would legitimize Clinton's false Russia narrative by the investigation of the allegations included in a Clinton campaign-funded dossier written by ex-British spy Christopher Steele. What it shows is that part of this was a Hillary Clinton plan, but part of it was an FBI plan to be an accelerant to that fake Steele dossier. To those fake Russia collusion claims, by pouring oil on the fire, by amplifying the lie and burying the truth of what Hillary Clinton was up to. It's been known for years that then CIA Director John Brennan briefed President Barack Obama in the summer of 2016 about a CIA-obtained intelligence indicating a foreign enemy had intercepted Clinton's Russia hoax plan. Brennan's own notes of the conversation with Obama and other top officials described the foreign enemy intelligence as having captured alleged approval by Hillary Clinton on 26 July, of a proposal form from one of her campaign advisors to vilify Donald Trump. Yep, they were all in on it. Every single one of them. And Catherine Herridge has got the evidence, and she's putting it out there. Good for her. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas. One of the things I did not get to see, and I really wanted to, when I was over in England and Scotland, really wanted to see Hadrian's Wall. We didn't have enough chance to do that. But this thing is amazing. The wall was built by the Roman Emperor Hadrian. And a lot of people think it was to keep, a lot of people think it was built actually by the Scottish to keep the Romans out of Scotland. Well, that wasn't the case. Hadrian built that wall to keep the Scottish out of Britain at the time because they were scared to death of these people. They were absolutely terrified of those crazy Scottish out there. Yeah, we're coming to get you now. But it was built in the year, I think, around 112. Some people say it was operational from 85 CE, Common Era. Could you imagine what it was like back then? What would people talk about in the year 85? I wonder what it's going to be like in the year 100. They'll probably have flying chariots. They'll be flying all over the place. You watch and see. We'll do it. I don't know what that was kind of crazy. But they found something interesting. They're always doing archaeological digs over in England to look for Roman artifacts, right? Because we know the Romans invaded Britain and took over and all of that stuff. But they're always finding these unbelievable Roman artifacts out there. Well, at Hadrian's Wall, they have found something that has got them pretty alarmed, and it's shoes. They have found some shoes at Hadrian's Wall. Now, you would imagine with as many soldiers that were housed there throughout the years and decades and centuries, that shoes would be a pretty common find because people just, you know, when they're done with them, they just toss them and throw them away. Well, they were doing this dig at one of the parts of Hadrian's Wall that was kind of like the trash dump. And they found some shoes. Normal shoes in some cases. But then they started finding something different. They started finding big shoes. And I'm not talking about, you know, size 10 or 11. I'm talking about size 14 shoes. And it's got these archaeologists baffled. This is from Smithsonian Magazine. The supersized footwear comes from the Roman era fort called Magna, which is located along Hadrian's Wall. The 73-mile stone fortification built beginning in 122 CE that marked the northwest boundary for the Roman Empire, also known as Cavorum. The fort was operational from 85 CE to 122, according to the Roman Army Museum. Since May, archaeologists working at Magna have unearthed 8 massive leather shoes that each measure more than 11.8 inches long. The extra-long specimens make up roughly a quarter of all the shoes found at the site so far. Researchers discovered the first huge shoe while exploring a ditch where the Roman soldiers were known to dump their trash. The shoe's sole was 12 and a half inches long. That is the same size as a men's 14 here in the U.S. They found another 33 shoes of varying sizes. The longest one they found was 12.8 inches. So they go on to describe, and they're wondering, they're like, why are we finding these huge shoes? Well, the simple answer is those people had big feet, right? That would be my guess. But it also makes you think, who was actually serving in the Roman army at that time? Because the average Roman did not have feet that big. Makes you really wonder. I've been doing a lot of this at night, right before I go to bed, and I'll admit it's probably the worst thing you can do. I do some scrolling over on TikTok, and I'm always finding these great, these fascinating stories about, like, the pyramids and things like that. There's a lot of things that went on that have been completely lost through history, and we have no idea what size. I mean, could you imagine? So if you've got a size, I mean, we're talking about like Shaquille O'Neal size shoes they're finding. It just makes you wonder. It makes me wonder, at least, what the heck was going on back then. But I know it's got nothing to do with politics or anything like that. But sometimes I need a little break too, right? So interesting. Maybe they had a basketball team in Rome. I never know. They could have, right? All right, WRD Talk Line 800-9050-989. That's also the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Charlie, my shoes are 12 and I'm 5'9". Good grief. The wind ain't blowing you over, pal. Charlie, I'm 6'2". I wear a size 14. I'm 6 foot. I wear a 13. So there you go. I mean, it's Charlie, the movie King Arthur takes place with the Romans. Clive Owens is really good. I might have to check that one out. I love stuff like that. Charlie, Kamala's book may be the Democrats' scheme to confront the GOP's investigation into Biden's health issues and the auto pen scandal. Let's find out if any of that is in it. Because I'm going to be honest with you. With all that I've seen from Kamala Harris, something in me tells me that Kamala didn't know any of this was going on. And I don't think that's because she wasn't allowed to know. She probably wasn't. But I also kind of think that Kamala was just too stupid to know what was going on. I don't think she really cared. I don't think she had any interest in actually being any of the things that she was appointed to. I don't think she cared about being Vice President of the United States. I don't think she cared about being the border czar. I don't think she cared about being the, connectivity czar. I don't think any of these jobs that she was given, she gave a rat's rump about. I really don't. I think she believed that all of that was beneath her. Right? So, hey, Charlie, people were much shorter, so the only answer is hobbits. Mom, there you go. Some person says that people were taller and bigger back then. That's not what I've heard. I've heard the people were a lot shorter back then, but we'll see. All right, we got some declassified documents from Hillary Clinton. We'll tell you about them. It's the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolinas.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.